This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've studied and written about human nature over the last many years, one thing has struck me over and over. Often it may seem to me that people's behavior makes no sense, but when I understand their perspective, I see why they do what they do. I may not agree with it, but I see why it makes sense to them. Like with the four tendencies, what seems appropriate to me as an upholder may not make sense to a questioner, obliger, or rebel. Sometimes behavior that seems ridiculous to me may have a perfectly reasonable explanation. One extraordinary example of this principle is a story about the rock band Van Halen, which I read about in Chip and Dan Heath's excellent book called Decisive: How to Make Better Choices in Life and Work. So by way of background, let me explain that Van Halen was an extraordinarily popular band. And in the 1980s, they toured constantly. And they were one of the first rock bands to have major stage productions in smaller markets. Their setup was extremely complex and technical, and a lot of it needed to be done by the people who worked for the venue. And the band was always concerned that the stagehands would cut corners and the band would be exposed to some kind of injury. And this is the kind of thing that really does happen. But because they had such a busy schedule, the band's own crew didn't have time to do a full quality check at each stop. So what could they do? Now, in other news, you should know, Van Halen had a wild reputation. They partied like crazy, they were out of control, they were demanding and destructive, they were notorious. And one of the most notorious stories was that the band's contract writer specified that they had to have a bowl of M&Ms backstage with the brown M&Ms removed. In fact, Article 126 of the contract said, "There will be no brown M&Ms in the backstage area upon pain of forfeiture of the show with full compensation." And this clause was buried in the middle of countless technical details. And there were stories of David Lee Roth walking backstage, seeing a brown M&M and trashing the dressing room. And that was true. That really happened. And it seemed like he was making absurd demands because he could, like out of a crazy egocentricity. But in fact, for the band, this makes sense. Because of this specification in the contract, with just a glance at the bowl of M&Ms, band members could see if the contract had been followed to the letter. If it had not been followed to the letter, it was a huge warning sign to check the entire production for possible mistakes. The band had this demand included so that they could immediately assess whether the stagehands at a particular venue had followed every line of the contract. Brilliant. Sometimes when people do things that seem inexplicable, there's actually a very good explanation if we take the time to find out what it is. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.